Live from NPR News, I'm Shay Stevens. The mayor of Rochester, New York, has suspended seven police officers involved in the asphyxiation death of Daniel Prude. As NPR's Liz Baker reports, the mayor addressed criticism of the city's handling of the incident.
In a press conference, Mayor Lovely Warren walked back previous statements about being barred from taking action while the Attorney General's investigation is ongoing, saying she let worries over getting in legal trouble keep her from doing what she knows is right.
Institutional and structural racism led to Daniel Prude's death.
The suspension follows a day of protest in Rochester after graphic body cam video was released of Prude's March 23rd encounter with police. In it, officers put a white spit hood on Prude, then restrained him face down by his head and back. Prude died a week later in the hospital. Liz Baker, NPR News.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden spoke with Jacob Blake, the black man paralyzed by police in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Latoya Dennis from member station WUWM reports from Milwaukee that Biden was greeted by a crowd that's still looking for answers.
Dozens of people gathered outside the church where Biden held a community meeting aimed at bringing people from the area together. While most were supporters of Biden, others felt the need to hammer home a message that black people deserve to be treated with humanity. Jamarcus Blaze was hoping Biden would spend more time on the streets.
If I could get a message inside there, Biden, you told the people you was going to come here and march with them, right? Then get out of this church and come outside.
Kenosha has experienced unrest since police shot a young black man, Jacob Blake, in the back, paralyzing him. Biden met with Blake's family during this visit. For NPR News, I'm Latoya Dennis in Kenosha.
President Trump, who opposes mail-in voting, has suggested that his supporters should cast two ballots to ensure that their choice counts.
You sign it and send it in, and then you have to follow it. And if on election day or early voting that is not tabulated and counted, you go vote. And then if for some reason after that, it shouldn't take that long, it comes in, they're not going to be able to tabulate it because you will have voted. But you have to make sure your vote counts, because the only way they're going to beat us is by doing that kind of stuff. I'm trying to be nice.
Speaking at a rally in the Pittsburgh suburb of Latrobe, Trump dismissed polls that show him trailing Joe Biden, saying his camp has the real numbers, showing him leading everywhere. Wall Street stocks fell sharply on trading on Thursday, led by technology shares. The Nasdaq Composite Index tumbled roughly 5%. The Dow lost 807 points. This is NPR News. One of the largest black-owned banks in the United States has received a $10 million deposit from Biogen, one of the top biotech companies in the nation. From member station WGBH in Boston, where One United Bank is based, Mark Herz reports that its CEO says it's a growing trend.
One United CEO Kevin Cohey says Biogen's deposit follows a recent Microsoft deposit of $5 million and a recent pledge from Netflix to deposit $100 million.
The same socioeconomic phenomenon that caused Ahmaud Arbery's vigilante killers to be brought to justice is also causing corporate America to recognize the importance of participating with institutions like One United Bank to create positive social change.
Cohey says his bank can use the deposits to help close the country's racial wealth gap by substantially increasing black home ownership. For NPR News, I'm Mark Herz in Boston.
Tyson Foods plans to open medical clinics at several of its U.S. plants, beginning in Iowa and Kansas. The Arkansas-based meat processor says it'll improve the health of its workers and better protect them from coronavirus. Roughly 20% of all beef, pork, and chicken in the U.S. is processed by Tyson. According to the United Food and Commercial Workers Union, nearly 18,000 meatpacking workers in the U.S. have been infected or exposed to the disease, including 118 who died. This is NPR News.